Hello again. So one thing I wanted to talk about was my experience in corporate America. Yeah, it was very interesting. So I graduated the University of Texas at Arlington in the spring of 2019 with a degree. My bachelor's was in civil engineering, and I had also a minor in mathematics. So right out of college, got a job offer and moved up to Plano Colony area in Texas, and I worked for a company that specialized in land development, specifically single family subdivisions. So our clients would come to us with a piece of land, usually large, like 100 plus acre pieces of land, and we would have to lay out basically a little community in there. We would lay out the streets, divide out the lots, and design everything, including the pavement, so pavement design, pavement widths. We designed the storm system underneath, and also if any detention or retention ponds were needed in the community. We also had to figure out where we would tie our storm system in to the already existing local system. We also had to look towards the future. How would any future developments in this area tie into that parcel of land? It's all connected. So there was a lot to consider there. We had to design the sanitary sewer system. So based on the number of houses, also the way that the streets were going to be angled, which way they were draining, where the existing sewer system is, how we were going to connect into that. And same thing for the sewer. If any new developments were to take place in the future, how would they affect our system? And then we also designed the water system, which was a lot simpler. You just take the already existing water system, connect to it, and provide a source for each individual lot that you place on this community. And then besides that, we had to grade out each lot. So this means setting the elevation. So every single corner of each pad, we had to calculate in order for the water. So every time it rained, every single drop of water that falls on your little parcel, if you bought a house in this subdivision, every single time a drop of water from the sky fell onto your land, it had to drain off into the street. It could not go and drain into your neighbor's property. It could not drain to the house next to you, behind you, wherever it had, unless the city allowed for it. In some cases, when we were designing lots, you had to ask permission for a variance to allow, because in some cases you just have to let the lot drain backwards. But most cases, you want every single drop of water that comes from the sky to drain to the front of your house, which is where the inlets were that were connected to the storm system. So yeah, we had to set elevations for each pad. And yeah, we had some projects that had over 1,000 residential lots. And then it. We did landscape as well. I feel like I'm forgetting something. Oh, yeah, signage and lighting, where the stop signs, streetlights place, that's easy because it's based on city standards. They just give you minimum spacing requirements, street names. That was kind of cool getting to. I mean, you could literally name if the owner, usually the owner would choose the street names. Most owners would just name streets after themselves, after their family. Or they would do like a theme. Like we had one neighborhood called Silverado West, and it was very Western themed. But yeah, it was honestly, I had a very like huge respect for the job. I did not feel right. I don't know. I felt off being there. I felt off doing it. The whole environment was off. I mean, I don't know. I feel like the highlight of people's day, I could just tell nobody there was really that happy. Sorry. But the highlight of people's day felt like it was showing up, getting your free donut or free snacks from the snack room, getting your free coffee, even though it tasted like watered down. I don't even know what it tasted like. I drank instant coffee every day. That tasted better than the coffee we had. I mean, I appreciated the free coffee and the snacks. Not gonna lie, I took part in the snacks too, but that was literally like the highlight of me being there. Like, people would look forward to Friday because Friday we would get free donuts and free, I think they called them kolaches, where it's like a hot dog inside of, I don't know, some piece of fried bread, I think. And I don't know. Overall, the environment was very stressful. Everyone moved really fast. Like, people didn't know how to slow down. Like, when I was getting trained, the way they were training me, they were showing me things in like speed, like two time, like double speed. I thought, man, maybe I'm just like slow, but no, I need to look at things slowly so I can like think every step through and memorize it, so I don't have to keep like redoing it. That's just how I learn, I guess. But everyone seemed to be at like a really, really fast pace, very anxious. They would get really stressed out over deadlines, which, I mean, yeah, it's a deadline, but I guess to me, I didn't take it as seriously because it wasn't like someone's life was on the line. Like, we would have deadlines. Okay, this neighborhood needs to be finished design by the end of this week so that the owner can start selling the lots. You know, it was basically the deadline so that the owner could start making money. So to me, that's not going to create anxiety in my head. It's not like he's going to die if we don't finish the neighborhood. To me, it was like, he can wait. He can wait another week or two before he gets rich, you know? No, I'm not going to stay and work 50-hour weeks, 60, 70-hour weeks. Some of my coworkers were working crazy hours. I don't know why. And they were priding themselves on it. Like, one of my coworkers, he would come and tell me how he worked until midnight the night before. Like, cool. Like, that's not good. You aren't a slave. Like, you need to have, or I wish that you didn't let them work you this way. Or I wish you didn't pride yourself on this, because it doesn't mean anything. Like, I don't know. It just wasn't fulfilling. Even the designs, I felt like, because we were using AutoCAD. Honestly, AutoCAD did so much work. I feel like eventually they could set up AutoCAD to where it's just designing the whole entire neighborhood system for you. That's where it's headed. Like, I felt like I could easily be replaced. And I mean, I initially chose engineering out of definitely out of limiting beliefs and insecurities. I knew I was smart. I knew I liked math, but I also told myself I would be better like working alone, but that's just all like a limiting belief that wasn't true, that I kind of just put on myself. And once I started to get to know more of the people there, because at first, honestly, everyone made me so nervous. I was so I don't know, everyone was like a god to me in a way. Not really, but I was intimidated a lot by everyone because I thought they were all so like super smart, genius. Like, I mean, they were project managers and they were doing all these things at once, like crazy multitaskers, really good with people, and I don't know, it all seemed very like I heightened it a lot in my head, and now that I see it's not as big of a deal as I made it out to be. Like, I made it into such a big deal to where in my head I couldn't see myself doing all of it. It just seemed like way too much, way too hard. But yeah, at the end I realized, like, holy shit, like, these people, I'm not, like, they're not special. They worked hard to be where they are. They practiced things that I haven't practiced before. That's why they're good at their job. They weren't just born good at it. And that's when I realized, yeah, I could be doing anything I want, and this isn't what I want to be doing every day. I don't want to go and sit in this office and click away on the computer and count manholes and draw lines, pretending that it's going to be a road when, I don't know, the computer could do that for me. Yeah, I think Elon Musk, he had a good idea, but I think we need computers to do the jobs that we don't want to do so that we can make our life easier and more meaningful. Like, for example, driving cars. Well, you know, I kind of like driving my car. That's like the first thing, you know, that's kind of fun. You know, when you first learn to ride a bike, you feel like, at least I would pretend I was driving a car, and like in my head I would pretend I was driving around my family and say, okay, I'm gonna drop you off at school now. But like, I would just, driving is fun. Like, we don't need cars to drive for us. Cruise control already kind of does that. You just put on cruise control and you just steer. And you know, when you're a kid and your mom or dad let you sit in their lap and just steer the car, that's the fun part. We already have driving cars. We all have cruise control. But yeah, no, we need computers. We need machines that are going to come over and do the jobs we don't want to do. Like, I don't want to clean. I don't want to wash dishes. I don't want to put the dishes in the dishwasher. That's already annoying. You know what I mean? Like, I need a machine that's going to take care of the dishes from step one. You know, one that's going to come in and take the dish off of the table, wash it, dry it, put it back on the shelf. I don't need a machine that's going to just heat up a little box and rinse my plates, because I still have to scrub those plates. I still have to touch them, get my hands wet, make my hands all dry from the soap. Like, I don't know, but yeah, the environment was, it was like that. It was, I don't know, it felt fake. The highlight of my day was just talking to other people about life. I know my coworkers struggled a lot with fitness, and I loved talking to them about that. I loved it when people would come to me and tell me, oh, I drank more water today, or hey, I did my workout this morning before coming to work. Like, they know I cared about that. So that was the highlight of my day, was just talking to other people, trying to motivate them to be healthier, even though I know they were annoyed as hell with me. That's how I knew, like, I had to quit. I love talking to people. I told myself this whole time, my whole life, I told myself, you're awkward, you're not a people person, you're not good with people, and or you're introverted. When, man, I'm such an extrovert. I love people. I love people so much. I love motivating them. I love helping someone see their potential, because people don't see it. Those are my favorite people, were the ones who made me see, or made me feel like they saw potential in me that I didn't see. And then in a way, it helped me see potential in myself. So I just try to be that person, I guess, for others, even though I know it's annoying as hell sometimes having someone tell you to do something, or you know they're trying to get you to do something that's good for you, but for some reason you just can't get yourself to do it. Yeah, I think corporate America just traps you with this promise of security. You get, and you get a place where you can go every day for 8 hours. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about shit. You just come in, do your fucking job, slave away at whatever task you are given for a sense of security, so that you don't feel alone in this world, so that you don't feel like you don't have a purpose in this world. Come, we'll pay you just enough, you know. You know, you'll get health insurance for all the donuts that you're gonna be eating in our kitchen. Don't worry, we have health insurance, so that in a few years when you've completely ruined your body, it starts shutting down from you sitting all day and eating trash all day. Don't worry, we have health insurance. Don't worry. And then what else do they bribe you with? My company had, they had quarterly bonuses. Ooh. Extra money. Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry. Keep working away. Keep slaving away. But, you know, for those who work extra hard, the ones who take a computer home and they come to the office, you know, just for a change of scenery. But if you want to work extra, you can take a computer home. We'll get your remote set up. And you know what? When that bonus comes around, baby, you're going to be swimming in it. Oh my God, guys, like, wake the fuck up. You're letting them treat you like a fucking slave. Like, you have, we all have dreams. We all have passions. And you know why people don't follow their dreams? You know why people don't follow their passions? Because they think that, oh, I'm out of time, I'm already old. What if you could live forever? What if right now you could start practicing your passion? You want to be a pro basketball player. What if right now you can go start practicing basketball? Everything is practice. You can be whoever the fuck you want to be. Singers, you know why they're good at singing? Because they train their voice. If you could live forever, you'd make your shit happen, right? Guys, stop pretending like you're gonna die when you're only killing yourself. You're killing yourself by staying seated all day. You're killing yourself by only eating trash foods. Your body, your brain, it wants to stay alive, I promise you. Take care of it.